Because for we had a traditional fishery here. The fishery goes back to about 300 years. The traditional fishery there. All the men and all the men I shown the fishermen, small fishermen, encouraged that fishery to the development of the fishery what it is now. In the meantime, in the early 90s, a large number of agriculture vessels come into Lough Foyle. And as late as yesterday, we had identified to the Lough Agency about the dumping on oyster beds. They have regulated us, supposedly regulated us, and they're failing to regulate the agriculture in Lough Foyle. They say it's bureaucracy and one thing and another. The fishermen are getting very frustrated here on what's happening. They've been treated like anti-apartheid here. They've been treated as second-class citizens.
Now, you and a couple of other guys continued to oyster fish yesterday and today. Some people have been arrested and they want you out of the water.
Yes, I am in the middle of Greencastle Harbour and I refuse to come into the harbour until we get fair play and transparency. Our rights, we feel our rights have been violated from day one. The two men went this morning to fish under the Village Fish and Shellfish Association, the subcommittee. And they were arrested at Whitecastle there this morning. They come to the pier where they were met by the Lough Agency, where they want to remove McGeer off the vessel, which I am refusing to let them remove McGeer off the vessel.
How long are you prepared to stay out in the water?
Well, if I have to stay out the next week, if I have to go on hunger strike, I will do it. That's just the way it is, because the whole thing is a whole farce. Our rights have been violated from day one since the Good Friday Agreement. Our rights have been invaded in Lough Foyle by the encouragement of agriculture and allowed to happen, no matter who's talking or what environmentalists are talking or anything else. It seems they've this push to put this ahead. And when we complain about our oyster beds being dumped, there's nobody going to take them. But now two of my colleagues this morning have been arrested. I'd be arrested now, whatever time I go ashore. And they have failed to arrest the men that has dumped on the oyster beds on Lough Foyle, as has been drifting there for the last 300 to 400 years.